Yesterday, the Supreme Court announced that Sonoma County's petition for review of the litigation in the Andy Lopez case had been denied. So the county has now not prevailed at the U.S. District Court, the Court of Appeals, and now the U.S. Supreme Court. And they just basically said this needs to go to trial.
All right, Ron, let's go into a little more detail. What will be the aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision?
What the Supreme Court did was state that the writ was denied. In other words, the court would not hear the case. So when that happens, the case goes back to the trial court, which in this case is the U.S. District Court, and will be set for trial.
And what will that trial adjudicate?
Well, and I don't speak, you know, for the Lopez family or anybody else. I just speak for the documentary. But as I understand the pleadings, it's going to be a case to litigate the liability of Eric Gelhaus, the shooting deputy sheriff, and the county for the death of Andy Lopez when, on October 22nd of 2013, Andy was killed by receiving 7 hollow point bullets from the gun of Eric Gelhaus.
All right. So in this case, let me see if I have this right. So the Lopez family is going to be able to sue the county for the death of their son. The Supreme Court could have decided that there was some reason why that wouldn't have been the case.
Well, the lawsuit has been pending since November of 2013, and it was a lawsuit by the family against Eric Gelhaus and the county for the death of their son at the hands of this deputy sheriff. They were arguing that there is something called governmental immunity that made Officer Gelhaus immune from liability, and all three courts said that's not true. There are disputed facts on both sides, and that a reasonable jury could decide that this was an unreasonable shooting and that Gelhaus and the county should be held liable, and so that's what trials are all about.
When is that trial projected to start now?
I've heard estimates anywhere from the fall to the winter.
So the fall of 2018,
this year.
Right, to the winter of this year. And the family can ask for any amount in terms of damages and so forth, and this will be a civil trial?
It's a civil trial for damages based on what the family claims was an unreasonable shooting by the officer.
All right. And if before we go, if you can just give us an update on the progress of your film. I know we've been eagerly awaiting it. Perhaps the trial that is now slated to begin sometime in the near future would provide a sort of a climax to your film.
It very well might, because there will be some dramatic facts that will come out at a public trial. Although I should say that's not the only option. The county, at this point, having used up all their legal cards, is faced with two options. The first one is to go to trial. The second option is to settle the litigation. So the county's going to have to decide, do they want to, pay money to the family, or do they want to open themselves up to a public trial about what actually happened?